of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A new round of storms bringing yet more heavy rain and snow to the west today. Forecasters say Northern California will be getting more drenching rain and heavy snow is going to pile up even deeper in the Sierra Nevada mountains. The National Weather Service saying the rain and snow will keep falling into Wednesday, adding to the flooding that's already making life miserable in parts of Northern California and Nevada. More than 3,000 people had to be evacuated along the Russian River north of San Francisco yesterday. In Reno, about 400 families were ordered to leave their homes as rains filled the Truckee River, which flows right through that city. Nearly 900 South New Jersey children may need to be revaccinated after their pediatrician refrigerated his vaccines improperly. Sarah Lee Kessler has that story.
The New Jersey Health Department says Dr. Michael Blyman of Southern Ocean Pediatrics refrigerated his vaccines, including MMR, chickenpox, hepatitis A and B, and polio, at the wrong temperature. They filed a complaint, charging him with gross negligence and professional misconduct. Health officials say while the vaccines aren't harmful, they could be ineffective. Kids vaccinated between November 2014 and July 2016 may need a redo. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
I'd like to take time to remind you to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The reward is now $60,000 for information leading to the capture of Markeith Lloyd.
That's the mayor of Orlando, Florida, on the manhunt that continues for Markeith Lloyd, who's suspected of shooting and killing an Orlando police sergeant, Deborah Clayton, earlier yesterday. Lloyd was already wanted. She was shot at a Walmart as she approached him. A deputy also died yesterday in Orange County. Norman Lewis was killed when his motorcycle was struck by a vehicle as he was helping in the search for Lloyd.
They'll all pass.
President-elect Donald Trump predicting swift confirmation for all his nominees. USA's Joe Gomez with more.
He also described his nominees as top quality picks. Hearings will start today, and Democrats are complaining that Republicans are trying to rush them through.
Trump's now naming his son-in-law Jared Kushner to be his senior advisor. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
There's a report that New York City might have been the original target of the accused Fort Lauderdale gunman Esteban Santiago. Here's Mark Mayfield.
ABC News reports Santiago bought a ticket to fly from Alaska to New York City on New Year's Eve, but canceled it and purchased the Fort Lauderdale ticket instead, where he killed five people. It's not known why he made the change. Santiago made his first court appearance in Fort Lauderdale Monday and was held without bond.
Police around the nation are reportedly investigating at least 16 bomb threats at Jewish community centers and buildings in nine states. Some of the calls that came in yesterday pre-recorded using technology to disguise the caller's voice. Other calls were made live. The centers were spread around the South and Northeast, including in Maryland, Tennessee, South Carolina, and New Jersey. Hundreds of people were evacuated at several sites as a precaution. No devices were found. The second-ranked Clemson Tigers defeating number one Alabama to become college football's national champs. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
A new round of storms bringing yet more heavy rain and snow to the west today. Forecasters say Northern California will be getting more drenching rain and heavy snow is going to pile up even deeper in the Sierra Nevada mountains. The National Weather Service saying the rain and snow will keep falling into Wednesday, adding to the flooding that's already making life miserable in parts of Northern California and Nevada. More than 3,000 people had to be evacuated along the Russian River north of San Francisco yesterday. In Reno, about 400 families were ordered to leave their homes as rains filled the Truckee River, which flows right through that city. Nearly 900 South New Jersey children may need to be revaccinated after their pediatrician refrigerated his vaccines improperly. Sarah Lee Kessler has that story.
The New Jersey Health Department says Dr. Michael Blyman of Southern Ocean Pediatrics refrigerated his vaccines, including MMR, chickenpox, hepatitis A, and B, and polio, at the wrong temperature. They filed a complaint, charging him with gross negligence and professional misconduct. Health officials say while the vaccines aren't harmful, they could be ineffective. Kids vaccinated between November 2014 and July 2016 may need a redo. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
I'd like to take time to remind you to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Task and Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's 11:07 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It is currently, I don't know if it's 42 degrees. I think that's incorrect. It looks like it's 23 degrees here in Flemington, New Jersey. Humidity is at 68%, and there is a hazardous weather outlook in store for later this afternoon into this evening. Looks like there's some possibilities of some freezing rain heading our way later this afternoon. Let's see, although they're not expecting any major accumulations. For tomorrow, Wednesday, rain likely mostly in the morning. Then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 51. Wednesday night, rain likely mostly up until 2 o'clock in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Thursday, I think the golfers will be getting their golf clubs out again because looks like we are going to have mostly cloudy skies, but a high near 56. There's a chance of rain possible, however, on Thursday. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. And as of right now, the weekend is looking like some slight chances of snow on Saturday. Otherwise, let's see, it looks like a high of 36. And then on Sunday, chance of rain and snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 39. That's Hunterton Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to 100andchamberradio.com. It is time for Some Things About Money. Happy New Year. This is Michelle Heidi. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Good morning, Michelle. I am still getting over being under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a couple of weeks now. Depending on who I talk to, they tell me, well, you're good for another week or two of this before it finally goes away. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to get rid of it. And so maybe we should have some call-ins and figure out, could I kind of pass it off to somebody else?
Yeah, that's the thing that's been lingering around. Everybody you talk to seems to have gotten some version of it, whether it's the head cold or the earache or the sore throat and all kinds of germs floating around these days. And it doesn't help when the weather gets really cold and then it gets really warm again and gets really cold.
The neurovirus that I hear just tears you up.
Oh, great.
So,
yeah, let's stay away from that one. Absolutely not.
Besides not having a voice for very long, hopefully it'll hold out this morning. But it's sitting up in my chair at night. That is a rather new experience for me. So. But it is what it is until it isn't. I think we'll start off the show by taking a look at what's going on.
What's happening around the globe?
I know we were red earlier this morning, and then things changed. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is still, looks like it's going to make its third attempt at 19,000. It's at 19,935.24. That's up over 47 points. The S&P 500 is currently sitting at 2274.77, up 5.87. The NASDAQ is at 55.53. Okay, that's up 21.88. Nice. NASDAQ. Europe is looking green. The FTSE is up 0.6%. The DAX is up 0.2%. And the CAC in France is up a little bit over 0.1%. Looking at oil, currently down 71 cents a barrel at $51.25. Gold is at $11.88.70. That's up $3.80. And taking a look at the 10-year Treasury yield right now, we're at 2.372. That's just down a few ticks. A little bit mixed as investors are eyeing upcoming action. So that's what's currently going on. I kind of wonder what turned the market around earlier today.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think it's Jeff Sessions' testimony, and that's probably not going to do it. And I sincerely think that it's Elizabeth Warren's push for legislation forcing the president-elect to divest himself of all his investment interests, financial interests around the world. I wonder about that. Was that the intention of our founders to create professional politicians whose only job would be government service and taking money from we the people, or was it a part-time job that was voluntary in nature and really designed to have them serve for a period of time and then go back to their businesses? It'd be nice if you had somebody to have a business to go back to, huh? But it is what it is. Let's take a look. Somewhat lost in the focus on what this new administration is likely to do has been the underlying momentum in the economy. Last week provided further evidence that growth remains healthy, headlined by the December jobs report. The economy created 156,000 new jobs, and the prior 2 months were revised higher by 19,000. Job growth of 2016 followed something of a sawtooth pattern in the first quarter. Monthly job growth was 195,000, but slowed in the second quarter to 146. It rebounded in the third to 212,000 before slowing again in the fourth quarter to 165,000. The 180,000 monthly average for the full year was a solid performance in the labor market, especially this late in the recovery, with the unemployment rate at 4.7% and some slowdown in the pace of job growth expected. In a research paper published by the San Francisco Federal Reserve last October entitled trend job growth, whereas normal, Bitter, Maddie, and Valletta concluded that the economy now needs to create only somewhere between 50,000 and 110,000 new jobs to maintain a healthy labor market. Sounds like your typical San Francisco. This is the new normal, except less than what we should be getting. The December jobs report also showed average hourly wages rising 2.9% year over year, the highest reading since June of 2009. The underemployment rate continued its downward trend, and at 9.2% is, I guess it's lower since April 2008. And weekly jobs claims, well, they fell sharply last week. Also evidencing strength was the manufacturing sector. The ISM report for December rose to its highest in 2 years, and that was propelled by a surge in new orders. That was followed last week by the service sector report that stayed at its highest level in just over a year. Motor vehicle sales, well, they defied expectations and rose to their highest level in 11 years. Construction spending climbed to its best level since the summer. Bond yields, well, they rose sharply following the jobs report on Friday after reaching a recent high of 2.6% on December 15th. The yield on the 10-year note had fallen to 2.35% at Thursday's close. However, it climbed back to 2.42% following release of the jobs report. The dollar traced a similar pattern while stocks rose new highs. The S&P 500 ended the week at a new record high at 22.77, up 1.7% from the first week of trading in the new year. The Dow came within a fraction of the 20,000 threshold before falling back slightly. But although the economy is solid right now, some are warning of headwinds that are beginning to emerge. They warn that higher rates are a drag on housing, that the stronger dollar is a drag on exports, and that wage gains are being eroded by rising inflation. And they point out the strong vehicle sales rely increasingly on incentives. And some business groups, such as the National Association for Business Economics and the National Foundation or Federation of Independent Businesses, are warning of a skilled labor shortage that threatens to impede the recovery. We know all of that about that here in Huntington County. In the week ahead, the December retail reports going to provide the latest look at economic conditions. Last week's focus on the economy will give way to this week's focus on fourth quarter earnings, which are expected to grow by 3%, according to FactSet. Of particular interest will be the results among the banks, which begin reporting on Friday with Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. The overall financial sector is expected to deliver earnings growth of 13.8%. Since the election, the XLF financial sector ETF is higher by 17.8%, well ahead of the 6.4% gain in the S&P 500. Over the same time, the KBW index is up 23.5%. This week's reports will reveal whether the surge of bank stocks is deserved based on results or whether it remains mostly anticipatory in the hope of sustainably better economic conditions and reduced regulatory oversight.
All right. Well, thank you for the update. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, I'm going to cover your annual financial planning checklist. Now that everyone has gone through New Year's Day, putting together their resolutions, top two tend to be losing weight and getting their finances in order. So I figured I'd chat a little bit about some of the things to think about when you are looking at putting your finances in order. And we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Again, you're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Again, I'm Michelle Heidi. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heidi & Associates. If you would like some additional information, you can reach us at 908-713-6600, which is our office number, or go to our website at www.michelleheide, that's michelleheide.com. A lot of useful information articles on that website as well. So before the break, I mentioned annual financial planning checklist. Again, for some reason, since we just flipped over the calendar, a lot of people say, all right, I'm going to get this year off to a good start in terms of my overall finances. So if you've taken on the task of already mapping out your annual financial plan, give yourself a pat on the back. Ensuring that you've covered all the bases is important to both your long and your shorter term financial health. So keeping track of your progress with an annual checklist makes it easier to see which tasks have been completed and which ones you still need to tackle. So here are a couple of those areas that you might want to consider. First and foremost is create your personal financial inventory. Obviously, that's important because it gives you a snapshot of how healthy your bottom line is. Now, sometimes people might be a little bit nervous because in some cases, especially if you're young and you're just starting out, your bottom line may actually be negative. Nothing to fret about. It's completely normal. The key is to start working on building up that net worth. So what does that include? A list of all assets, including items like your emergency fund, retirement accounts, other investments and savings accounts, real estate equity, education savings, etc. You also want to put together any information in regards to your personal items, valuable jewelry, artwork, things like that. You also want to take a look at your list of debts, including any mortgage, student loans, credit cards, other loans. Along with that, you want to list the balance, the interest rate, the payments that you're making, and the payoff dates. And then when you reach those payoff dates, you know, give yourself a little pat on the back for doing that. A calculation of your credit utilization ratio, which is the amount of debt you have versus your total credit limit. Your credit report and score. Again, we're all entitled to a free credit report every single year. And then a review of the fees that you're paying your financial advisor and the services that they're providing to you. So that's first and foremost. You then want to take a look at revisiting your overall financial goals. You know, once you have that completed, you move on to setting those goals and reviewing those goals for the year ahead. So you want to break those into short-term, intermediate, and long-term. For instance, short-term goals might include establishing a budget, creating an emergency fund, or increasing your emergency fund savings, paying off credit cards. Midterm goals might include reviewing your insurance protection plans, things like life insurance, disability, fully understanding any benefits that are available through work. You also might want to think more closely about your dreams, whether it's buying your first home, vacation home, maybe doing some renovations to an existing property, relocating, saving money, those types of things. And then long term, determining how much of a nest egg you'll need to save for a comfortable retirement and figuring out how to increase your retirement savings. You know, most people, you know, nowadays it seems like from a pay increase perspective, some companies give them at the beginning of the year, other companies give them throughout the year. You know, we always say you want to pay yourself first, and before you just go out and spend that increase, you want to automatically put some of that into your longer term savings. Next part of your checklist should be focusing on the family. So if you're married, there are certain things that you and your spouse should be thinking about on the financial front. So here are some things that might be on your punch list. If you have children, determine how much they'll need to save for college expenses. Choosing the right college savings account, whether it's a 529 account, whether it's an account in your own name. If you're caring for elderly parents, investigate whether long-term care insurance or life insurance can help. Looking at, again, reviewing your life insurance and your disability for both yourself and your spouse, and start to plan on how you and your spouse will time your retirement, including Social Security claiming strategy. And again, Social Security claiming strategy tends to go through different cycles in terms of, oh, it's best to start collecting early. Oh, no, it's best to start collecting at your full retirement age. Oh, no, it's best to wait until 70. It really is very personalized, and the key is to sit down with someone to at least start mapping out that strategy, whether you're a year or 10 years from retirement, realizing that things can and probably will change. You also want to review your retirement savings plans, whether it's your 401k, 403b, individual retirement account. You may decide whether a Roth or a traditional IRA is best for you, depending upon what your income level is and whether or not you have access to a plan through work. You may want to look to simplify and perhaps consolidate old 401k plans or IRAs. Looking at increasing your annual contribution amounts to your retirement accounts. You know, the IRS did not increase the amount that you can put away into your 401k or IRA for 2017, so it's the same as for 2016. So again, if you weren't fully maximizing last year, perhaps you can look to maximize this year. If you're already maximizing, perhaps look to set up a supplemental account outside of that plan, which may or may not be deductible. Review your portfolio. Obviously, it's important to take stock of where your investments are during the annual process, actually more frequently than that. But again, beginning of the year is always good to kind of see how you did last year. And might I add in a little helpful hint here. Don't compare yourself to the S&P 500 or the Dow. Remember, folks, you want to be looking at what your personal target is and how you are doing in relation to what that target is, which is really based upon your overall goals and objectives, keeping in mind risk.
In fact, if you're talking about a diversified portfolio, and we talk about this all the time, the idea of diversification, remember, is managing your risk. It's not trying to outperform an index. Because if you're dealing with a well-diversified portfolio, you're going to have equities. You're going to have bonds. You're going to have alternatives. You're going to have cash. And we all know that cash isn't paying very much interest in these days. Nor are interest rates on bonds. And with, you know, the 30-year bond boom, probably all but over, you can anticipate more pressure on bonds. So people are looking at the S&P 500 and saying, well, gee, how come I'm not getting that return, or how come I'm not getting the return that the Dow is providing? Well, if you have cash in your portfolio, there's no way you can do an S&P 500 return. If you have money in different types of international investments, if you have materials, if you have metals, if you have things that are not correlated at all to one of those indexes, then you can't possibly get that type of performance. So if you have an advisor who is beating the S&P 500 and claiming to be diversified, you're probably not diversified at all, and you should be firing that person. We're putting you at a level of risk which is entirely inappropriate. So, you know, when you hear about index performance, please don't expect to achieve that. Focus on what you need to achieve to successfully reach your goals, and not some number that is put out there by the media.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very good points there, Joe. You also want to take a look at updating your financial emergency plan. You know, we always talk about cash reserve, having a cushion in place for emergencies and or opportunities. Again, we realize that cash isn't earning a whole lot, but it's important to have a certain cushion available in the event that you're concerned about your current job situation, if you become sick, if you become ill. Conversely, you know, those are the bad things that could happen, but good things could happen if all of a sudden this opportunity to take a trip abroad comes available at a very good price that you don't want to pass up. Having the cash available to do so rather than putting it on a credit card can make a lot of sense for you. You also want to take a look at other areas of your emergency plan, such as, again, reviewing your insurance protection plans, taking a look and reviewing your financial and medical powers of attorney, wills, other documents, beneficiaries, etc. And then you also want to take a look at, again, paying yourself first, figuring out ways that perhaps you can free up some additional funds. You know, interest rates have started to go up a little bit, but it may still make sense to consider refinancing your mortgage if you haven't already done so. You may want to revisit your car insurance, taking a look again at your deductibles, the plan you have in place, perhaps shopping around to see if there's something that might be a little bit lower in terms of cost, but still providing the benefits that you need. Taking a look at where you're spending your money. You know, perhaps there are ways of lowering your overall food bill. Maybe you're not going out to eat as much. Those types of things. Cut the cable TV cord. You know, switch over to things like Netflix or Vudu or some of these online streaming services, especially if you're not even watching television. Take a look at curbing your energy bill. You know, rather than turning the heat up to 70 or 75, maybe looking to lower your heat by a couple degrees, throwing on a sweatshirt and saving a couple dollars each month on your heating bill. So those are some things that could potentially help to free up a little bit of extra cash for you to save for those goals, both short-term and long-term. And then the other area you want to look at in terms of your checklist, you know, there are a lot of apps out there. Again, for a lot of you that are tech-savvy, there are a lot of apps to help track your expenses and income. But again, you want to find something that really fits your personality, something that you'll actually use. You know, it shouldn't be a daunting task to put together your financial inventory and review it on a regular basis. You know, if you're not putting any of those apps to work or even putting together your own little spreadsheet or handwritten sheets, you know, definitely having that information in writing so that you can periodically review it can make a lot of sense and provide some peace of mind both today and in the future. So if you'd like help with any of that, again, feel free to give us a call at our office, 908-713-6600. We're actually approaching the bottom of the hour already. We're going to take a short check on the news and weather, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're here today to review the character and the qualifications of a colleague who has served alongside us in the Senate for 20 years.
That's Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who heads the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has begun the confirmation hearing for Donald Trump's Attorney General nominee, Jeff Sessions. Grassley saying Sessions is well-respected.
With his usual thoughtfulness, humility, and more importantly, respect.
Despite those words from Grassley, critics, including many Democrats, plan to press Sessions about his views on race relations, voting rights, and accusations of using racist language. Authorities still looking for the man accused of killing an Orlando police officer yesterday morning. A $60,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of Markeith Lloyd. This is USA Radio News.
Have you tried to grow your hair out and it just won't grow? That was me. It would never really grow further than my shoulders. And it was thin and yucky and it broke off. My brush was full of hair. Well, the solution for me was Ovation. It's the 3-bottle cell therapy system. And it's a unique breakthrough treatment that is found in no other hair care line. I have to be honest with you. My mom, who often cuts my hair, has never seen my hair my whole life get this long. Right, Mom? What is it like now?
It's a lot healthier looking and it feels differently. It's more silky. The consistency of the hair is a lot healthier.
All right, so money back guarantee, so you have really no risk. 94% of Ovation customers are like me. They would recommend Ovation cell therapy to a friend. So get the hair you've always wanted. Let it grow. Just go to ovationhair.com, and if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away at ovationhair.com, and remember, select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the introductory discount. You won't regret trying this stuff. It is amazing. ovationhair.com.
All right, it's 11:30. We're going to do a quick check of the weather here. It does look like there may be some precipitation heading our way in the form of freezing rain, ice, and or snow for a little bit this afternoon, although it does look like there's a possibility that it will be going north of here, but just be careful out there, folks, if we do see some precipitation this afternoon. It's currently 23 degrees here in Flemington with cloudy skies. For tonight, again, be careful out there. We might have some rain, and then depending upon the temperatures, we might have some freezing rain and or some ice. But then by tomorrow, we'll definitely be warming up again, high in the 50s. Into Thursday, again, high close to 60. And as we get closer to the weekend, the temperatures will be remaining relatively warm, somewhere in the upper 40s to low 50s. That's HuntingtonChamberRadio.com weather. And we are now back with some things about money. And a quick check of the markets, Joe.
Well, currently the markets are doing what the markets always do. They go up and they go down and they go up and they go down. But you know, right now we're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average being back in the green and waiting for it to come back up on the screen. It really isn't cooperating with me very much right now. But we're up 54 points. The S&P 500 is up 6.78. The NASDAQ is up 24.46. So pretty good as far as the U.S. markets go. Over in Europe, you're looking at the DAX up 0.2%, the FTSE up 0.57%, the CAC up just under 0.1%. Oil prices are lower, down 46 cents a barrel to $51.50. Gold is currently at $11.88. That's up $3.10 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield is sitting at 2.368%. So, calm, easy day in the markets. You know, people are listening to what's going on in confirmation hearings this morning. They're still more concerned about the potential for tax reform. And, even some concern on the positive side, I guess, about the president-elect's preparation plan for funds at reduced tax rates, when that might take effect, and what sectors might profit from it. One of those sectors could be the biotech sector, Michelle. That might profit by spending the majority of this money in M&A activity. That would be in the opinion of our Asset Allocation Committee here at Ameriprise. This scenario could potentially enhance the drug development pipelines of large corporations by the acquisitions of smaller peers with promising molecules as opposed to risk-taking on the part of the larger companies in that long-tailed research and development efforts that normally occur when they are trying to develop new drugs. Now, through a tax reparation concession, it's actually a policy that may come later in 2017 and provide some promising support for valuations, and it bodes well for the biopharma sector in the near term. However, first and foremost, the potential pushback of price control measures at both the federal and state levels is also really a material positive for the biotech industry in our view. As such, the intensity with which the new administration might approach drug price control and pricing transparency could be much lower than at the present time, thus significantly easing pressure on the industry. We believe these two key issues have provided a new investment environment for biotech as we move in through the beginning of 2017. For example, the underperforming biotechnology industry relegated to an inordinate amount of uncertainty for much of 2016 could now be transformed into a relatively more vibrant sector with diminishing policy uncertainty and a compelling case for higher valuations, especially in the stock market environment. The S&P biotech sector declined 13.3% on a price basis in 2016, but has advanced 5.7% so far in 2017 through January 9th. The S&P 500 has advanced 8.6% and 1.3% on a price basis for the same time period. So, talking about the people who are looking at dogs of the Dow as a strategy, looking at sectors that underperformed in 2016 that may now take advantage of some of the changes brought about by a new administration. Biotech certainly is one of those to look at.
Yep, absolutely. That's for sure. All right. So, who hasn't played Monopoly? I don't know if I know anybody that hasn't played Monopoly.
Which version? Are we talking about the old version?
Well, there are various versions of it nowadays, but the original Monopoly. The big question now is, will the shoe get the boot? Hasbro, the maker of Monopoly, is letting you vote on the tokens you want to see in the next generation of the classic board game. So it's dubbed the Monopoly Token Madness Vote, and folks will have the opportunity to select 8 pieces from a collection of more than 50, including some of the old favorites like the shoe, top hat, thimble, and Scotty Dog, and some new designs like a T-Rex, rubber duck, and emoji. So the game, which went on sale during the Great Depression, has had 20 different tokens. The thimble, top hat, race car, and boot were among the original tokens back in 1933, and others have been added in an attempt to modernize the game. So it's no surprise that Hasbro is seeking to update the 84-year-old game. When it comes to toys, the game segment has seen tremendous sales growth in the last year, up 20%, according to NPD Group. The segment, which includes card games, board games, puzzles, dice, and strategy games, caters to toddlers, teens, and adults and has been gaining speed in recent years. In 2015, game sales rose 14% from the prior year, when sales climbed 6% year over year. So legacy games like Monopoly have continued to be top sellers, although not quite as much as newer games like Pie Face and Speak Out, two of our new favorites these days. This isn't the first time that Hasbro has held a contest to create a new iteration of the game. In 2013, the company held a Save Your Token vote to determine which classic token would be replaced. The iron, does anyone even know what an iron is nowadays? The iron was ditched and a cat charm took its place. And in 2014, Hasbro held a vote for its Australian version of the game to determine which state or territory in the country would hold the coveted boardwalk location. So the Monopoly Token Madness vote begins today and runs through January 31st. You can actually go to the Hasbro website and check that out if you want to participate in the voting process. So thought that was kind of an interesting tidbit since this is a show about money. And Monopoly is all about getting money and gaining properties and all that other fun stuff.
One of those evil things that I look at and done by the masses. So. I'm thinking maybe we'll see a cupcake bouncing around the board.
That is very possible.
Yeah,
well. All right, let's see. I was talking before about your annual financial planning checklist. As you go through your checklist, if you determine that, gee whiz, this is an awful lot of information, it's a bit daunting, maybe I should speak to someone. Well, what are some of the things to consider in looking at selecting your financial advisor? Well, here are a couple tips in terms of how to select that person. First and foremost, find someone who cares about your goals for the future. Your financial advisor should ask lots of questions in regards to your hopes, dreams, and concerns. Find someone who not only discusses important financial topics, but who also listens and understands who you are and what your needs are. The individual should help you feel at ease and communicate clearly. You also want to select an advisor and a firm with a solid reputation. As you interview advisors, ask for references and specific examples that show how they've helped clients like you reach their goals or weather difficult financial times. You also want to check their educational background and note any professional designations. You know, we sound like a broken record because Joe and I constantly talk about the CFP designation. So you can take a look at their personal website, social media accounts, industry databases, and definitely FINRA.org, which will allow you to check out any regulatory actions that individual may be involved with. It's also important to consider what firm the advisor is affiliated with. Do they have years or decades of experience working with clients like you? Are they financially sound and reputable? You also want to understand how the advisor approaches financial planning. Steer clear from someone who offers a cookie-cutter approach to financial planning. Instead, look for an advisor who offers a disciplined, comprehensive, and customizable approach. A good advisor should offer a tailored plan based on your goals, whether it's building cash reserves, protecting your income against death or disability, or creating a balanced portfolio. You and your advisor should have compatible expectations about your relationship. Before agreeing to work with a professional, understand what his or her relationship with clients looks like. How often do they meet with clients like you? What would they expect from you at each meeting? How accessible are they between meetings? Make sure that the person you select is willing to work with you the way that you want to interact with an advisor. You should also have a clear understanding of what you're paying for. Advisors should provide information and materials to help you evaluate the benefits, risks, and costs of working together, as well as the full range of options for the services you will be provided and the account types you might select. If anything is unclear, make sure to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking lots of questions. And then financial advisors should know how to tap into the expertise of others. Smart advisor knows when it's time to gather input from other experts, such as tax and legal professionals. So you want to find an advisor who's willing to use a team approach to help you reach your goals. Once you choose your advisor, you can team up to start customizing your financial plan that fits your unique needs. Selecting an advisor and curating a financial plan does take some time and effort, especially if you've never worked with a financial professional before. Once you take action to achieve your goals, you'll likely discover how life's challenges can be better managed with the security of having a financial plan, and I might add, and reviewing it on a regular basis with your advisor. So some helpful hints there in terms of the selection process. All right, and we are due to take our last break of today's show, so we'll be back to wrap up today's show after just a few minutes. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we're back to wrap up today's show. This is, again, Some Things About Money. Michelle Heidi, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heidi and Associates. All right, so what else should we talk about in wrapping up today's show, Joe?
Well, we may just want to have a little bit of a conversation about, you know, what people should be looking at for the upcoming year in terms of their own personal situation. We could talk a little bit about risk. We could talk about a lot of different things. Yeah, I mean, you have something that you're scanning right now.
Well, you know, we were talking before, as far as portfolio review, again, not comparing yourself to the S&P or the Dow or to any other index that's out there, because if you're doing exactly what that index is doing, then you are not diversified and you're probably taking on a lot more risk than you think you are. There are other types of investments other than just the traditional stocks, bonds, cash, that are a little bit more complicated. And I just wanted to go over some basic definitions. Because nowadays we're starting to see more and more investment products on the market that use things like leverage or futures contracts or options. And sometimes when folks hear those terms, they cringe and they feel like, oh my gosh, those things are scary. We can't utilize those strategies. Well, let me bring some common sense to what those are and how they can be used in a positive manner. First is leverage. And again, I think most people have a broad understanding of leverage from the financial crisis and the fact that there was way too much leverage going on in the financial world. Well, leverage is the use of various financial instruments or borrowed capital to increase the potential return of an investment. Leverage also refers to the ability of a product to achieve returns by using a capital base that exceeds the investment capital contributed. Why would this figure or feature be used? Well, it could magnify returns, both positive or negative. It could allow for speculation on changes in the expected direction of the underlying prices, or it could be used to hedge certain risks. So common types would be, you know, borrowing in a brokerage account. So, you know, if someone has margin in their brokerage account, basically they're borrowing against the holdings that they have. Line of credit is also leverage. So if you own a home and you have a line of credit, or if you have a line of credit against your business, that's also using leverage. Some of the common risks would be significant value fluctuations and liquidity risk. Things like futures contracts. Futures contracts are standardized contracts between buyers and sellers whereby each party agrees to deliver or accept delivery of a specified amount of a commodity or financial instrument at a predetermined price and date in the future. Forward contracts are privately negotiated contracts between two parties in which the buyer agrees to buy or exchange some amount of a valued item from the seller at a contract price agreed upon today with delivery at a designated time in the future. You know, why would this feature be used? Well, to lock in the price of an asset to be exchanged on a defined date. It also could minimize the risks associated with price fluctuations. Things like options. Options are derivative, that word derivative that also seems to make people cringe. I think it's just because it sounds like a scary word, although it isn't necessarily. Options are derivative contracts with an agreement that provides one party the right, not the obligation, to buy or sell an asset from or to another party at a specified price and time. They're typically divided into two categories, puts and calls. The buyer of a call option pays a premium to have the right to purchase a predetermined asset at a specified price before the contract expires. The buyer of a put option pays a premium to have the right to sell a predetermined asset at a specified price before the contract expires. So there's limited downside for the party purchasing the option, since only the premium paid is at risk, and potentially unlimited downside for the seller. There's unlimited risk to the seller of any naked call options. That's if you don't actually own the underlying stock, because the stock price can continue to rise. For sellers of a put option, risk is limited to the difference between the strike price and $0 with an adjustment for the premium received. So why would this feature be used? Well, it could be to speculate on changes in the expected direction of the underlying prices. It could be used to generate some income if you're writing options, or it could manage the risk by hedging the downside of positions owned. For instance, if someone has a highly concentrated position in ABC stock, they might write options against it to try and protect while they're looking to diversify out of the portfolio. So those are just a few examples of some of the complexities that are within some of the financial investments out there. Again, they're not anything to be afraid of. You just need to understand how they work, because they're not going to work exactly like following the S&P or the Dow. They're actually designed to, again, help minimize some of the risk and act in a different manner, so that you always have pieces of your portfolio that are going up, pieces that are going down, some that are staying the same. Bottom line is targeting whatever your personal rate of return is. So always, always keep that in mind, folks.
Unfortunately, many people forget that.
Yes, they do. We all have short-term memories. Yes, we do.
Look at the market, Michelle. The Dow's up 50. S&P's up 4.5. NASDAQ's up 31.25. European stocks, well, they all seem to close in the green. The DAX was up a 10th. Plus, the FTSE up 5/10. The CAC, just above break even, which was good. Oil prices were down 38 cents a barrel currently at $51.58. Gold is up $3.10 an ounce, 11.88, and the 10-year Treasury yield at 2.37%. So that's where we stand. Where we finish is anyone's guess.
Yes, market just keeps trying to hit that 20,000 on the Dow and just doesn't seem to want to get there.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this in the card club in Clinton this past week. Historically, when you're taking a look at elections, when there's a change in parties, it's not unusual to see a bump. I think there was a bump of over 8% when Ronald Reagan was elected the first time. Unfortunately, that bump doesn't always continue after the inauguration.
Right.
In fact, there was a significant decline in the equity markets in the year Reagan was inaugurated. And that holds true for many of the other presidential elections, where it's not unusual to see green on the screen for the first month or so after the election, only to be disappointed after the inauguration. So we have an inauguration coming up. It doesn't hurt to be a bit careful, having some dry powder to employ just in case history repeats itself. It doesn't always repeat itself, but as a very smart writer once said, Mark Twain, it often rhymes. So be very careful out there, because you do not want to be short-sighted when it comes to an opportunity like that. We are well overdue for a historical correction in the equity markets, and that could be for whatever reason you choose to select. But the historical fact of the matter is we are long overdue. So any correction that we are able to get will take for long-term investment, because we always like to buy low. And corrections are a fabulous opportunity to acquire more wealth, not live in fear of something that will eventually go away and lead to higher market prices.
Absolutely. And again, as Joe mentioned, you know, this isn't meant to say that you should cash out of all of your positions, put it in cash, and wait, because that strategy never works either. All the studies that have shown timing the market does not work, very rarely works. Having the proper asset allocation and reviewing and rebalancing on a regular basis does work. But if you do have some dry powder on the sidelines, obviously you'll be able to take advantage. You know, for instance, that maybe you took some profits off the table at the end of the tax year for 2016. Not a bad idea, perhaps, to continue to maintain that position in cash until we have a pullback or normal volatility. You know, that's one thing that we're definitely hearing from all of the big firms out there as far as the expectations for the markets for 2017. Expectations are, 4 or 5% total for the year, from what we're hearing so far, based upon some of the economic predictions. Again, no one has a crystal ball, but expectations.
Some of the reforms that we've enjoyed since the election is really in anticipation of policy changes that will be implemented in a timely fashion, resulting in events that will be profitable for corporations and the market in general. A lot of ifs there.
Yes.
So until we're able to see just the president-elect for cabinet posts approved, we haven't seen any change in the Supreme Court yet. We haven't seen any tax reform. We haven't seen any rollback in regulation. We haven't seen any rollback in agency mandates. None of this has taken place yet. We've seen a significant run of markets. So now is a good time to kind of sit back and say, can we see some results?
Exactly.
Let's make sure that what we think is going to happen is actually starting to happen. It doesn't hurt to be proven.
Absolutely. All right. On that note, we're going to wrap up today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money. We'll be back again next Tuesday, actually, with a special guest, Nicole Smith. She was with us in December. Next week, she'll be talking about volunteering. We've all heard and read the stories about how giving back, whether it's in the form of giving your time, giving your energy, donating things, giving money, how it makes us all happier people. So we thought it would be a fun show to kick off for next week. Again, Nicole Smith will be our special guest. In the meantime, have a great week. Be safe out there. If we do get some ice, just be careful. Have a good week. Don't forget to buy local and buy Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're here today to review the character and the qualifications of a colleague who has served alongside us in the Senate for 20 years.
That's Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who heads the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has begun the confirmation hearing for Donald Trump's Attorney General nominee, Jeff Sessions. Grassley saying Sessions is well-respected.
With his usual thoughtfulness, humility, and more importantly, respect.
Despite those words from Grassley, critics, including many Democrats, planned to press Sessions about his views on race relations, voting rights, and accusations of using racist language. Authorities still looking for the man accused of killing an Orlando police officer yesterday morning. A $60,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of Markeith Lloyd. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to